I can't stop eating these delicious canapés. More so out of nervousness than me actually being hungry. Although, they are really, really good.
Trey, don't embarrass me.
What? You swat my arm away from the silver platters and direct me to another group of people I don't know and don't necessarily want to talk to. You have graciously catered for this event, and honestly, these people should be talking about how talented you are. I could stand here eating these delectable bites of sushi all day, but you have other things in mind. I'm terrible at these types of events, these swanky charity galas that you seem to like so much. I kind of dislike putting on a suit and tie, and most importantly, I'm really not into small talk. You know this, but you think I need to learn to broaden my horizons. I guess that's part of the reason why I love you so much. You challenge me to be better. The good news is you're by my side. You look so beautiful tonight in your sparkly floor-length dress with your hair swept up like that and your red lips. You shimmer as brightly as the disco balls hanging across the expensive ceiling. The way you dazzle these people is impressive. I could listen to you network all night long. You hold your own and charm everyone with your infectious laugh and the animated way you talk with your hands. Inevitably, we all end up under your spell. My eyes follow a suited waiter who weaves in and out of the crowded hotel dining room. It's opulently lit and decorated, and I'm looking forward to sitting at our table for the main meal. I hope I can remember what all the different forks, knives, and glasses are for. I flag the waiter to top up my champagne. I'm so used to hiding behind bookshelves, getting lost in books, and to the peace and quiet of the library that I work in. This is all getting to be a bit too much for me. It would be nice to retreat somewhere else in this hotel and take you with me.
What are you thinking? You're bored, aren't you?
No, I'm not bored. Okay, I'm bored. I pull you into my body and give your ass a cheeky squeeze. It'd be so nice to have a quick shag in one of the rooms upstairs. As if to read my mind, you lean into me, your breath hot against my ear.
How can we amuse you? Maybe tonight could be the night.
For what?
You know, for that threesome we've been talking about.
My eyes immediately survey the room. Suddenly, the night seems a lot more interesting. You always know when to bring in a bit more flavor to a dull situation. There's only so much of the celebrity performances and the cheesy raffles I can take. We've been trying to find a third person to bring into the bedroom for a few months now. But so far, we've just swiped endlessly on every dating app with no luck. Now that I think about it, we are in the perfect place to find someone. Someone, somewhere in here, must want to have a threesome with us too. We start to make the rounds again, chatting and drinking, and generally keeping our eyes out. The conversations seem more interesting to me now that we're trying to find our third. Many of the women in this room look wonderful tonight, and there's a lot of diversity to choose from, although none are as beautiful and unique as you. What about her? You scrunch your cute little nose and shake your head more times than I can count. At this point, I'm not quite sure what you're looking for. I've seen plenty of attractive women, but you're a bit more difficult to please than I am. It's okay. I'm willing to be patient. I want this to be exciting for both of us.
Oh my God. Trey, What about her?
I look over to see a woman picking absentmindedly at the buffet. She looks slightly self-conscious at being all alone. It's as if she's waiting for someone who's temporarily abandoned her. She's sexy and petite, dressed in a short, form-fitting red halter dress that shows off all her delicious curves. Oh. Okay, yeah. She's gorgeous. After a bit of deliberation, we decide that we'll both approach the woman and engage in innocent small talk to test the waters. I once again hover near the canapés and sushi as I discreetly survey the two of you speaking a few feet away. You're weaving her into one of your seductive webs, making her laugh, easing her tension. And soon enough, you're casually gossiping like two school friends. I watch you coolly graze her shoulder, and then you touch the soft flesh of her exposed arm. She seems to welcome the touch, her smile open and broad. You then lock eyes with me, which is my cue to come and join you.
Oh, Renee, this is my boyfriend, Trey.
Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you.
I shake her hand. The idea that this may actually happen is making me stiff already. The three of us chat for a little while longer. She tells us that she's a veterinarian and regales us with all sorts of endearing stories, all of which seem to melt your heart. How genuinely interested in her you are is really, really cute to watch. And then the announcement comes from the stage about taking our seats for the meal.
Ugh. Oh no. I honestly don't think I can sit through another few hours of this.
You lean into me and take my hand.
Why don't we get out of here and check into a room instead?
You turn to her boldly.
Do you want to join us?
The look of excitement in your eyes tells us everything we need to know. You chew on your bottom lip and nod for us to lead the way. A few minutes later, I purchase a room with a clerk behind the counter as the two of you flirt in the lobby.
Oh, that's hilarious. You're pretty funny.
I can't believe we're about to finally do this.
You're really beautiful.
The three of us enter the elevator, and as soon as the doors close, you shimmy up to the woman and kiss her.
I've wanted to do this all night.
The two of you look so hot. Your lips and tongues colliding with each other's. There are mirrors completely surrounding us in the elevator, and it's even hotter to watch your reflections. The door opens again, and we spill out of the elevator. I lead us to our room and push the key card into the lock. Inside, you continue to kiss her, backing her up against the wall. I've never seen you take charge before like this, and you seem to really enjoy it. I come up behind you and trail my mouth along your neck as I press myself into you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.